sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Rav Meir Simcha, Stromer Shlita, the Bracha Vasavik, Hamasa Yadav, Uli Nishmas, Harav Aaron, Ben Harav Nassan, Harav Leo Moshe, Rav Yitzchak Dov, and Nishmas Mar Sester Bas Rav Shmuel, and of course, Achron Achronim Chavivin, Avimar Mirasi Sheyichyu. And we're going to be discussing the kasha of the Heilige Kav de Kashiaisa, the Chalkas Yarov, Rav Yov Yoshua Weingarten, in Kushya Ayin Dalid. The Rishonim ask, why would need a Yalfusa Limud of Osa Velo Osa to say that Brismila is done only by the father and the mother isn't obligated? Why do we need such a Yalfusa? Why do we need such a Limud? Say Pashit, Mila is a Mitzvah Shman Grama, and of course women are Pturas. Why is it a Mitzvah Shman Grama? Either because they only do it by day, or you have to do it on the eighth day, and on. So therefore, it's considered Shman Grama. So we don't need a Lima that women are Pater, it's Shman Grama. Tosin Kedushin, the Rishonim will ask this Kasha. So or Zeru, at the beginning of Hilchos Mila, wants to say that Shman Grama is only a Mitzvah that the Zman is Mechayiv. But Mila is not the Zman that's Mechayiv. What's Mechayiv is the fact that a child has an Orla. It just has to be done in a certain time frame, but it's not the Zman that's Mechayim, therefore it's not Zman Grama. But he's Dochid from Tzitzis. Tzitzis is included in Zman Grama, like we see in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, and Kiddushin. And by Tzitzis, it's the four corners that are Mechayim, not the Zman, and yet it's still considered Zman Grama. So Milo also, you're right, it's not the time that it's Mechayim, that's Mechayim, it should still be considered Zman Grama. So, ask the Chalkas Yoav, why isn't this included? Why do we not include in the mitzvahs that the Umar has a list of mitzvahs that women are obligated in, even though there's Zman Grama, why don't we include the mitzvah to show the Kohen the Nega? As it says, Isho Isha, man or a woman. So this mitzvah is included in Zman Grama, because you're not allowed to see Negayim at night, you're not allowed to see Negayim in the Moed. So since it's considered Zman Grama, it should be considered and included in the list of things that women are obligated, even though it's Zman Grama. So from this, the Chalkas Yoav proved that Zman Grom is only mitzvah that the Zman is Mechayiv, and not Mila, where the Zman is Mechayiv, and not Rias Negayim, where it's not the Zman that's Mechayiv, because the Mechayiv of what obligates, what causes, when I say Mechayiv, it's what obligates, what causes the mitzvah of Rias Negayim, is the Nega. What causes the mitzvah of Bris Mila is the fact that the child has a Mila, and therefore it's not considered Zman Grom. It's done at a certain time, but it's not the time that's Mechayiv the mitzvah. Aye, what about Tzitzis? The Arzuras from Tzitzis. By Tzitzis, not the time that's Mechayiv the mitzvah. It's done at a certain time. It's done by day. Not the time that's Mechayiv mitzvah. It's the Arba Kanfos. The answers, says the Chalkas Yoav, the Kavod Kashiyah, the same person, based on Tosin Kedushin, that Iksus Yom is Mechayiv in Tzitzis. It's not Iksus Lailas. You see, it's the Yom that's going the Chiyuv. It's if it's a day garment, you're obligated towards Tzitzis even at night. So you see that it's the time that's Mechayiv. So you hear that by Tzitzis, the time isn't the Mechayiv. And therefore it's considered Zman Grama. But Mila Negayim, where the time is not Mechayiv, it's not considered Zman Grama. Therefore, Rias Negayim is not included in the list of things where it's Zman Grama, and women are still obligated. So the problem is, what about the Or Zeruah? The Or Zeruah holds that Tzitzis is Zman Grama, even though it's the Beged that's Mechayiv and not the Zman. So we should say the same thing by Negayim. That you're right, it's not the Zman that's Mechayiv, but it's still considered Zman Grama. So we want to understand how to answer this kasha. How the Or Zeruah is going to deal with this kasha, because he holds that by Tzitzis it's the Beged that's Mechayiv, and yet it's still considered Zman Grama's here also. If the Nega that's Mechayiv is still be considered Zman Grama, because it's only done by day. So Agorim Baruch Mordechai Zerachi presents the following approach to answer the kasha. We have to understand the kasha of the Rishonim and Osa Velo Osa, that Mila should be included in Mitzvah Zman Grama because you're only circumcising on the eighth day. That that you're not circumcising before the eighth day is not a din in the Maisa Mila. It's a din in the Orla, that the Orla is not circumcisable. You can't circumcise a child before the eighth day, because before the eighth day it's like another organ. The Orla doesn't become chayiv in Mila. It's not a Bas Mila until the eighth day. So it's not a din in the time of the eighth day. It's pashut not. It's like the child's arm. It's not. Not Bas Mila until the eighth day. So the fact that it's not done until the eighth day is not mitzvah the Zman, but rather it's mitzvah that the orla is not bas milah, it's not circumcisable. So we have to say that it's true that before the eighth day it's considered like another organ, but that's only because of the day. It's midine hamila. Because there's a din of mila, that mila is done on the eighth day, that's mechayiv, that requires us to say, that compels us to say, that the orla is only going to be an orla on the eighth day. So mila really is zman grama. Again, lulei the terutzim, the rishonim, not the rishonim proof that it's not zman grama, therefore we need a miut of women. We need to exclude women specifically. But the reason you would think it's zman grama is because the eighth day meant the eighth day, the fact that there's a mitzvah on the eighth day, that mandates that until then it's not considered bas mila, this orla is not considered circumcisable. So really it is connected, bris mila is connected to the time. Now, it would appear that ain ro'en is in a guy, mela b'yom, bein l'haske, bein l'hacha, bein l'ftur, shrei b'chol inin u'omer b'yom, v'yom, the Rambam writes in Tumas Tzaras 9:6 that you only see a guy by day, whether it's to make a mitzvah muzgar, a mitzvah muchla, to patu the mitzvah, however you look at it, the Rambam says that it can only be seen by day. This is a din in the Etzem Re'iyah, not in the time. If you don't see it by day, it's not considered Re'iyah. So if you bring your nega to the Kohen at night, it's like you didn't bring it at all. It's not Lemare Einov. It's not considered Re'iyah at night. So, when it comes to Bris Milah, it's the eighth day that's Mechayiv that not considered a proper orla until the eighth day. That orla shelo b'zman is not considered an orla, but that's because of the time. So the time is gorim. But here the time is b'chal not gorim. It's pashut that if it's not day, then he can't see it. It's only considered seeing by day. So it's not the zman that's gorim. The whole mitzvah is not at night. Not because night is not the time for the mitzvah and day is the time for the mitzvah. Because at night the mitzvah pasha can't be done. It's not seeing. And he has to be able to see it. And when can he see it? It happens to be, it's called seeing during the day. That doesn't mean the yom is goring. It just happens to be that that's when he's able to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's when he's able to see it. Based on that, says Rav Zachi, Miyushevis Bezes Hashem Kush Sagoin HaMechaber Mavada Tzarech Levaris Geder HaMitzvah Makar V'Yisodah Kamuvan. So we can answer now the Kasha of the Kavad Kashiyaisa. Even though we have to define the Geder of the Mitzvah, the source of the Mitzvah, the Yisodah of the Mitzvah. Sha'afi Neima K'Techiyas Or Zerua, even if we say like the Techiyah of the Or Zerua, that by Tzitzis it's not the time that's mechayev the mitzvah of the arba kanfos. Afal pichein in advar mur melech shzan bovad hu agorei mua ma'akev. Can only be considered zman grama when the time alone is either causing or the time is ma'akev. Ma'ashen kenim la'achar adin zman su chaser be'etzem ma'isa mitzvah kiyuma. What about if without the time it's, you're not even doing the mitzvah? You can't do the Maisa Mitzvah, like Havas Negaim. It's not called the Mara Kohen. That's not included in the Ptur of Zman Grama. Zman Grama is when there's a certain time to do the Mitzvah. And otherwise, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if at other times, when it's not the Zman of the Kima Mitzvah, it's Chaser Be'etzem Maisa Mitzvah, so you can't do it at night. Why not? Because that's not called sing. So the reason you can't do it at night is because it's not called sing. So that's not called zman grama. That just happens to be, it's like a side reason. At night it's not called sing, and at day it's called sing. That's not zman grama. Zman grama is when there's a certain time for the mitzvah. So by tzitzis is a certain time. And the time is by day. You could wear tzitzis at night. That's just that's not the mitzvah, but it could be done at night, so it's called day, it's called Zman Grama. Hashem came here, there's no Maisa Mitzvah at night, because that's not showing it to the Kohen. So that's not included in the Ptur of Zman Grama. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't include it in the list of things where women are chayiv, despite the fact that it's Zman Grama, because Rias Nagayim is not called Zman Grama. So that is one of the many Teirutzim given to this Kasha. There's a Sefer that was put out by Rabbi Mandelbaum of Bnei Brak. And he collects the Teirutzim of various Gedolei Yisrael from our door and from previous doros. Here I see he brings down my Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rav Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He writes, Yishleimer, the mitzvah esh zman grama, havik shezman u gorim ba mitzvah. Aval avos hanega, ina zman gorim bo. Elo shekevin shleireo akoin belailo, beregel, ein mitzvah esh lahavi, kol shleireo akoin. Shem shem mitzvah esh lahavi, kol shein koin. Aval agabe amevi, lab mishum zman. He says the same word, just in different words and much more of a kitzer. That if you bring it to the Kohen at night, so then it's like not bringing it to the Kohen. It's like he's not a Kohen, because he's not seeing it. So the Gabi the Mevi, as far as the Mevi is concerned, in theory, he could bring it at night. Just at night, it's not called seeing. The Din Laila Nemra Ala Mevi Ala Ala Kohen Aroa. The Din Laila was set up at the Kohen Aroa. Masha Lamaisa and Mevi Laila Ramishim Shalei Reo Akoinu. Omeil and Makom La Mitzvah. The slightly gavan ktsat shona, a little slight distinction here. He makes a chiluk. In addition to what we said, he makes a chiluk between the mevi and the kohen. Mitzad the mevi, it's a mitzvah even at night. Just at night for the kohen, like we said, like we've been saying, it's not considered riyah. Since it's not considered riyah at night, the mele can't be done. But that doesn't mean that it's not that it's a mitzvah only by day. In theory, for the mevi, it's a mitzvah at night as well. Just if he brings it at night, then the Kohen isn't seeing it. But as far as the Mevi is concerned, it can be done always. So that's how Rav Mann deals with it. See here, Rabbi Mandelbaum quotes the words of Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Venius Daiti Nira, Shekevin Shatam, Shein Ronigoyim Belailu, Mishum Shein Avsharis Liros, Mashein Obizman, Lomikoch Halacha, Rak Mikoch Mitzius. Same idea. It's not because of the Halacha of the eighth day, it's the Mitzius. You can't see at night. The Negoyim can't be seen at night, and therefore Ein Nechsheves Kizman Grama. But Kalvachomer Adavri, Mashikosev, Tureyev, and Evir Rabbi Kivager, Begilian, and Mishnah Bikurim. So this is a Kal V'chomer from the Tureyev and Rabbi Rabbi Akiva Eger and Bikurim 1:5, that Avos Bikurim isn't Tali Bizman. Why? Because that you only bring you don't bring from Chanukah is because Sha'az Ein Simcha Kol Shekein Balayla She'ein Roim Ma'a She'hikshem Yimiso. It just happens to be, it's not, if there's another reason why, let's say the Peros aren't al Panei HaSadeh. And Memela, there's no mitzvah to bring Bikurim. The Lashon of Rabbi Kivager is, V'had delo, Havi mitzvah shaman grama, Tad zman avos Bikurim, Hu menachag v'ad Chanukah. So why isn't this Bikurim called mitzvah shaman grama? It's from Chanukah, it's from Sukkot till Chanukah, because it has to be the mitzvah that's not noig b'chol zman mitzad atzma. That's called zman grama. But that here you don't do it from Chanukah on is because the Peros aren't mitzuyim basada. If they're mitzuyim basada, then you would be able to bring it weiter. And that after the chag is not zman kriya, is not mitzad the zman of the yamim, it's because it's not the time of simcha. El davaracha gorem lem deim kriya lebizman simcha, shezeu zman ktsira v'lekita, shadim samech behem. Vilu hayagam lachar achag zman ktsira vilakita. Hayabem is roi l'kriya. So it'd be roi l'kriya if it was a happy time. It's not a happy time. So, in order for it to be considered Zman Gram, it has to be that it's connected to the time specifically, and not a side factor. Here there's a side factor. When it comes to Bikurim, there's a side factor why it can't be brought after Hanukkah, and when it comes to Nagaim, it's not because of the time, it's because at night it's not considered seeing. And you can't compare that to Mila. Mila, it's a din in the day and not in the night. But here it's not a din that it's not at night, it's just the Metzius, it's not called seeing. And then he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and as it goes to the Shulchan Aruch, who asks about tzitzis. So tzitzis is not called Zman Grama, and tzitzis is called Zman Grama, but it's called Zman Grama, but why is it Zman Grama? Because it says Re'isim. So it's also tolerating the Metzius. It's not tolerating the Din. So how can you call tzitzis b'chalal Zman Grama? Asks the Chasam Sofer. It says Re'isim. So that means the reason there's no mitzvah of tzitzis is not because of the time of the night, but because you just can't see at night. So just like we're saying Negayim is in Zman Grama, because it's not the time, but it's because of the mitzvahs that you can't do it at night. So tzitzis should also not be Zman Grama, because it's not because of the time, but rather because of the mitzvahs. That's an interesting he'ara. Rav Nosson Gestetner, he's quoted here, Zechat Tzadik Levrach, all these people. The Shemam Lezichrom Tavis Kol Nefesh, we quoted Rav Zalman Chemia, here it says Shlita, but he was Nifter recently. Rav Nosson Gestetner, it says here Shlita, he was Nifter a number of years ago. And Rav Man, it says here Shlita, it's also Nifter a number of years ago. How incredibly sad. Al Kopanim, Rav Nosson Zatzal, he's written, I think in his lifetime he published 69 Svarim, and his grandson keeps cranking them out. He has his grandfather's Kisvei Yad. They're coming out on new Svarim all the time. Came out with Kedushin, with Gittin, they're coming out with Bava Basra, coming out with Yevamos, coming out with three volumes in the Menachas Chinuch. Very, very exciting. He's trying to raise money. I hope he raises enough money to be able to publish the Svarim. Akopana Rav Nosson presents a few answers. Number one, he says it's not called Mitzvah Esei Shezman Grama because it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. This whole Indian of Tumah, Kol Dinei Tumah, is not Bechesh Ben HaMitzvah because it's a Rishus. Kevin Shemananu Atar Mibias HaMikdash Mechilas Kachim, so you have a Rishus, you have to become Tar. But it's not considered a mitzvah, it's considered a din. So, since it's not considered a mitzvah, it's not included in the category of mitzvah seshir zman grama that women are chayav in, because it's not a mitzvah. It's a matir, it's a machshir, it's a matir, but it's not a mitzvah. It's a din matir or machshir l'tum l'tara. It's one teretz he gives. Another teretz he gives is that it's a big mitzvah, the guy. One aspect of the mitzvah, one element of the mitzvah is to bring it to the Kohen. So since the mitzvah in general is not Zman Grama, just one prat is Zman Grama, Ramela, we can call it non-Zman Grama. Zman Grama is when the whole mitzvah, the Ikar mitzvah is Zman Grama. But here the Ikar mitzvah is not Zman Grama. Here the Ikar mitzvah is not bound by time, just the prat, the detail, one detail of bringing it to the Kohen. And then he says another teretz, I'm just taking out these little pieces, it's a little bit more broad than what I'm saying, and that is that here the mitzvah, the only psura mitzvah is mangrama when it's mutal on the gavra, but not when someone else is involved. So here, since the Kohen is involved, there's going to be no p'tur for women of mitzvah seshes mangrama, because it's also the Kohen. So So that's not cool. There women don't have Patur Zman Grama. Only when it's only Mutal on the Gavron women, for example, Tefillin or Tzitzis, those would be called Zman Grama. Kolpanim, we have some insight here into what a Mitzvah Zman Grama is, and be interesting discussion. There's a lot more. I quoted at the beginning Rabbi Zerachi's Mahalich. Afterwards, he quotes this Rabbi Kiva Eger we mentioned. And he asks for Matosis Mefurish and Menachis. And Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us life, and we should be able to continue B'simcha B'tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.